Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, yeah. Fourth and final hour of our get-together underway right now. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Yeah. Like the seventh inning stretch. Very similar, except we only take about 5 seconds to do it. You're welcome. 9:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got all your top stories. But first, we've got Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek here. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. I'm so excited to be back in the lab with you mixing it up.
Well, and kudos to your USF football team, of which you were a member
Can
of.
Can you imagine? And can you imagine?
I said at the beginning of the season, I say, hey, good luck. You said, yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to have this year.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure.
You're and surprised, and we're saddened, not because of your success, but because the Gators.
Well, you went ahead and got all the paint over in 1 year, right? I mean, you fired the coach, you moved the things, you know, you're getting things ready to go, and next year, you know, Gator football is always so much fun to watch and be a part of, so I'm sure they'll be great, but I'm hoping my Bulls, you know, can just maybe eat their way
into a
playoff.
Wouldn't
I mean, if all
something?
The right things happen, you know, a little Lord's Prayer, we'll get it going.
There you go. Hey, speaking of sports tourism is a big deal, and Marion County is no different. You've taken full advantage of that. Now you're expanding the Sportsplex, which Rotary is a part of. Advent Health is a big sponsor, and now Marion County is going to donate.
Yeah, so Marion County, we got about a $5 million project, right? And so we went to Advent Health and said, hey, will you help us? Will you be the sponsor of the field? Help us with this last $1 million bridge at our Rotary Sports Complex. And they came to the table in a big way, gave us $1 million yesterday to make this field happen. I mean, think about it for our kids, right? It's like taking a dirt road, paving it, and bringing it into a highway where our kids and athletes now have a road to success right in our backyard. It's awesome. Plus, on top of that, the little cherry is that we can play more tournaments and get about $1.4 million a year in sports revenue, tourism, tournament play happening right in our backyard at Rotary Sports Complex. It's awesome. And thank you, Advent Health, for your help.
That's what we call a win-win-win. And sports continues. Tell me about this. The Bellevue Debs 19 and under, they had a pretty good season.
Woo! Yeah, these ladies in the Dixie League, I mean, they are World Series champions. Not only did they play well, but they won it all. With 110 strikeouts, 12-4, these ladies brought the heat. Every swing, every pitch, you know, folks were cheering. And I'm just so proud of our girls. Great job giving you a shout-out. Way to go. Can't wait to see what y'all do next year.
Love it. And then there's those who have chores to do, and you collect stuff in the back of the truck or a trailer, and you go down to the landfill.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, you see there's 14 cars ahead of you, but now you fix that.
Yeah. So one of the cool things that we now have is basically a live stream at the Scale House. So everyone has gone to the landfill on a Friday, Saturday, you know, trying to get those chores done. I know you work on the house a little bit, get a little get a little woodwork done,
sure
a little
I
shed
do.
Done, a little something done, right?
Yeah.
Or you have somebody else do it for you, you know, right? Hey, but now they can check the live stream. So go to MarionFL.org/solid waste and make sure you check out the live stream. So if you're waiting, hey, thinking about, hey, is it going to take me a half hour to get through that line or 5 minutes? Now you can check it out right on your cell phone and, man, just bringing a little happiness to your weekend
right
from the commish.
I like it. Hey, when we see people, you know, living on the streets and stuff, that's not a good thing. And in a lot of cases, drug and alcohol issues are definitely a major part of that. And you're doing something about it. And this Logos Lodge does something about it. You're supporting them. Tell me the story.
Yeah, so we've basically been able to create these houses. You know, and a house is just a house, right? But when you can do a house and create a community where it has purpose, I think it really starts to make something happen. What Logos Lodge does is takes broken men and helps to bring them into healing, gives them the opportunity to find their purpose. I mean, really, it's like that biblical story we hear about all the time. You can plant seeds in good soil or on the rocks, and Logos Lodge is that good soil where we're hoping to get great outcomes. They have been bringing good outcomes, and now we're hoping to take that to the next level. Greg and his team there are just fantastic. So if you know a guy that needs help and to take a year of his life to transform it for the rest of his life, check out Logos Lodge. And if you can, please support these guys. They really are leading in a biblical way. Trying to bring men back to the heart of God. I think it's awesome.
And they also expand to kind of help the families because they know sometimes it's the whole unit that may need some help. So that's great. And speaking of helping people out, Interfaith Emergency Services, expanding with them?
Yeah, so back in July, we approved the agreement with Families and Services to distribute more than 1 million state and federal funds through the Ocala Joint Office Homeless Continuum of Care. On top of that, you know, November 1st is right around the corner, and we have our Bring the Harvest Home for canned good drive and all that stuff. So start thinking about that as we come into this time of Thanksgiving, y'all. You always show up downtown on the square. Bring your canned goods or to a local library. And again, thank you for all your help and support for Interfaith and all of our food and shelters.
Special event on Friday. You're going to be out on a segment of the County Road.
Yes.
And County Road 475, otherwise known as South Magnolia Avenue. Tell me what's going to happen there.
So, you know, just 2 weeks ago, we went ahead and got the road dedicated to Charlie Kirk in his memorial. People ask a lot of questions about this. So this doesn't actually change the name of the road or those kind of things, but it is a memorial to that. We put it on a roadway that connects people, faith community, and schools. And the whole purpose of this is from school zones basically to the heart of our community, where we're really trying to bring this message of civility, of service, of leadership alive, and that, you know, listen, I think in the wake of Charlie, what we all really think about a little more, process a little more. I know I've had multiple conversations with my young teenage boys about, listen, just because someone has a different idea than you doesn't make them bad. You should be able to have a great debate in this experiment and country we call America, right?
Yeah.
Without hating the person. And that's the problem I think we run into is that when we run out of logical argument, we start to attack the person.
Right. Name calling and then threats of violence. And as we saw with Charlie Kirk, an extremely violent act that ended his life. So, yeah, we want dialogue.
Exactly.
And look, all forms of political violence condemned.
Absolutely.
And that to me... Hey, you put a, what are you going to do, like a road marker, road sign?
Yeah, so we have this, the road memorials are in like brown and kind of this goldish color. And we're going to put that on, you know, the north boundary and the south boundary of the road. And, you know, it'll just be a place. Hey, remember, we can have great debate. We can love each other in spite of our differences. We are Marion County. We got a lot of people and a lot of differences and a lot of different opinions. But together, we really are strong. And we love the family. We love the unit. And we love the values we have. And so this, just a little shout out to all those things we call dear.
I think it's a great move, personally, and I think what you're doing there in the community is great work. You and the rest of the commissioners and fine folks, volunteers, and others that are always involved. You got a good thing going.
We got a good thing
going. Don't mess it up, man.
Don't mess it up. I love it, Bob.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Yeah. And kudos to your USF Brahmin Bulls.
Woo!
Yeah, the Bulls.
Yeah, our schedule looks good.
It does.
We're going to run the table.
Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. You take care, my friend, you and the family, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
All righty. It is 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up in 30 minutes, things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts we share with you right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:21. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And Melissa is right there. Melissa, I'm referring to as Tropical Storm Melissa, thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for this tropical weather update. 50-mile-an-hour sustained winds moving very slowly west-northwest at 2 miles an hour. Target right now looks like it is headed pretty much straight toward Jamaica. which could make major problems for them. If you're planning any kind of visit there, I would check the forecast. And because you're looking at it being very, very close, say by 2 a.m. Monday. And yeah, it is moving very slowly, which means if it becomes a hurricane, which they think that is going to happen maybe as early as Friday, then slow moving with really intense winds and stuff makes for obviously a nasty storm. Doesn't look as though it's going to impact us in any way, shape, or form right now. But as it hits some land masses and things like that, there's no telling. It could change direction. So we'll keep an eye on it. And we'll do that. That's because that's what we do, right, Craig?
Absolutely. I mean, you got to do something.
You got to do something. Yeah. Not everybody can be like spitting out blood and fire and stuff like that because not everybody's Gene Simmons.
Exactly. I thought you said about Mark Levin for a minute.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very close.
But I like Gene. Gene's an awesome guy.
Kiss rocker Gene Simmons called out Jewish Hollywood celebrities pushing incendiary anti-Israel propaganda. He says they don't understand. They're just idiots. Yeah.
That's our word. Yeah.
My name is Haim, born in Haifa, Simmons said in Hebrew before switching to English, adding, I'm one of you guys, so don't worry about all the Jewish morons who are running around saying all kinds of incendiary things. They don't understand. If they spent the day with you and saw, well, imagine this, if you live in Beverly Hills and 35,000 rockets come in that week from Pasadena, what do you think would happen to Pasadena? Mm. It would be a parking lot. He said, yeah, people don't understand how small the country is. Within 2 hours, you can go from one side all the way to the Mediterranean. It's a very small country, and they don't have time to sit down and figure out which one's the good guy and which one's the bad guy in war. There are going to be innocent people that die. The idea is to prevent war. I believe in the future, I do, because my mother was in the concentration camps of Nazi Germany. Yeah, Nazi and Germany together. Those were the words. Those were words that meant something.
You know, when he had his show Family Jewels a number of years ago, he actually took a trip back to Israel and met family, somebody he'd never known, never met before. Really interesting to see the other side of the persona of Gene Simmons.
Yeah, regardless of, his race, creed, or color or anything else, I can tell you that he's a brilliant guy.
Oh, yeah.
Super talented, extremely smart, marketing genius, really.
Absolutely.
And I did have a good close friend who played, I think, racquetball. He was filling in for, I guess, his regular guy that he would play, and got to play racquetball with him.
That's
and he
cool.
said he was just... Just a great guy. He couldn't say enough good things about him.
I hear that from all over. Yeah,
yeah. And I like when you hear people that are hugely successful, and yet you hear all these nice things. I like that.
Yeah.
FBI Director Kash Patel claimed the agency is on the verge of unmasking the funding and command structure behind Antifa. According to a report, this is it, the command structure.
This could be interesting.
I hope they've done what, I thought they would do. And that's, you've got to embed, agents, and you've got to get witnesses and what have you that are going to share information. This would, I'd say this would be a big comprehensive undertaking, and if it's successful to really track and do something to the people that are funding this, wow, yeah, I would just be in awe. So because that is it's a very tall order. The Huckabee Post reported that Patel said the agency is following the money and that there are indications that support for anti-American radical groups is coming from America's enemies overseas. And he did an interview with Just the News and basically followed up on some of that. He said, we're looking at so many different leads on criminal activity by those that are in positions of power. Patel praised Donald Trump for having designated Antifa a domestic terror organization, adding that the agency's investigations are mapping out the money and using social media and the influencers that took part in an Antifa roundtable event at the White House recently. And during his interview, he explained the efforts tracking Antifa have become so important, and the agency created an entire new program and division dedicated to figuring out the money that is funding these operations. So
this could be huge.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, you've got to put together something that's very, very solid, and then you got to pursue it, and you got to prosecute. Speaking of that, John Brennan in some more hot water. That, according to Jim Jordan. I'll explain coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and we know you're busy. So the Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And government shutdown day 22.
Are you sure? We're still closed. Are you serious?
We are.
Okay.
Although,
Just checking.
Although the wrecking ball might still be swinging.
Yeah.
The sound of construction could be taking place.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a regular construction blitz that's taking place.
I see what you did there.
Do you see?
I do.
Do you see a man in the back?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, his eyes are as red as a sun. And the girl in the corner let no one ignore. She thinks she's the passionate one. Oh, yeah! It was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving. Yeah! 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 There's five, yes! And the man in the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz.
Da, da, da.
And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want to warn you, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz, blitz, blitz.
There's a connection here, friends.
From Donald Trump, Trump, Trump. Yep. Trump spending his own money and others, not taxpayer dollars, to build a giant ballroom. And the lefties come out of the woodwork. Oh, you can't touch the White House. It's not yours. It's the people's house. You know, many of them, most of them know the history of the White House. Hell, Nancy Pelosi was born about, like 3 days after they opened the front door. I mean, pretend like you don't know the history and how it's been changed through the years and added to, and it's an ongoing thing. But now, because it's Trump, all of a sudden it has to be an issue.
Yeah. Oh, but they would love to be invited to an event in that ballroom when it's finished. You know, that's for sure.
That ain't never going to happen, I hope. All right, let's see. We also have law and order issues. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan revealed that he had referred former CIA Director John Brennan to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution. Yeah! Over alleged false statements regarding fraudulent Russian steel dossier. Look, they literally cooked this whole thing up to try to pull the rug out from under then-candidate Trump. And then they continued their shenanigans while he was president. These are bad people. They're bad actors. They were doing things that were hurting our country and trampling all over the Bill of Rights. And these guys know the law. They know better. That John Brennan, though, what'd he end up like on MSNBC? This guy was bad news,
yeah.
You know, from the beginning. You know, him and Clapper, right when I met him, I meant clap off. That's no.
It was something like that. How many Americans do you think on the left still believe all that crap? Seriously. I'll bet you a lot of them do.
30%, maybe 40%.
And
could be higher.
And isn't that sad? I mean, we know people that still believe it.
What about, you know, hands up, don't shoot me. Fake.
Well, we've got the whole
Charlottesville
list. There's probably a good 100 things that were the fake news that people still believe. And you go back and, like, they weren't true. They didn't happen.
Yep. In a letter addressed to Attorney General Pam Bondi, Jordan claimed that during a transcribed interview before the House Judiciary Committee on May 11, 2023, that Brennan knowingly made false statements. He falsely denied that the CIA relied on the discredited Steele dossier in drafting the post-election intelligence community assessment, and that Brennan also falsely testified when he told the committee that the CIA opposed including the Steele dossier in the ICA. We write to refer significant evidence. Former director of CIA John Brennan knowingly made false statements, etc., etc., exactly as I had said. The letter pointed out that while Brennan falsely denied that the CIA had relied on the discredited Steele dossier when drafting the ICA, the Intelligence Community Assessment, January 6, 2017, the FBI, CIA, and NSA published a declassified version of an ICA with the title, quote, Assessing Russian Activities and Intentions in Recent U.S. Elections. Jordan's letter to Bondi highlighted how the ICA, claimed that Russia developed a clear preference for President Donald Trump and that Russia aspired to help him win the 2016 presidential election. We know we have information that goes against all of that. We know that that was a lie, that was fabricated. They did it on purpose. And somebody's got to pay for it. When you're in that position of power and you're just cooking up evidence because politically you don't like the politics of the person who's running, and You're the director of the CIA? Well, hey, let's see if I can't dig into this and change the outcome. That's treason.
Absolutely.
I mean, straight
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, what else would you have to do for it to be that? That's, well, hopefully at the very least, you know, Bondi gets a look at it. The DOJ puts together, you know, a great case, and they put this guy behind bars, Brennan. And that's what he deserves. And anything short of that will be a huge disappointment for those of us who, you know, pay at least a little bit of attention. It'll be a huge disappointment. Trump's in trouble.
What?
Well, he used Kenny Loggins' song Danger Zone.
Oh.
It appeared on a meme while he appeared to be like a Top Gun guy. Trump dressed up as like a fighter pilot, all AI stuff and all that. With a crown on, of course, which I thought was very cool.
Well, he is the king, according
to the And apparently
left.
He's flying a plane over over some protesters, these No Kings protesters, and dumping appears to be maybe fecal matter upon them.
Yes.
And Kenny Loggins, well, he's demanding that Trump remove his 1986 song Danger Zone from that No Kings protest video. He said, "This is an unauthorized use of my performance of Danger Zone. Nobody asked me for my permission, which I would have denied, and I request that my recording on this video be removed immediately." Statement he put out on to Variety. And, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a very popular song. And, look, Kenny Loggins has every right to control the use of what basically is, you know, his his property. But one of the things that he says is, I can't imagine why anybody would want their music used or associated with something created with the sole purpose of dividing us.
Wait a minute. Wait. Put the brakes on here.
Yeah.
I think the initial division is the No Kings protest.
You are correct, sir.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. And really, a meme is just that. It is it is a meme. It is a joke. It's
sarcasm,
satire,
anyone?
And
sense
sarcasm.
Yes.
Yeah. But Kenny Loggins said, "Look, we're all Americans. We're all patriotic. There is no us and them." And
has he talked to a Democrat lately?
I don't know, but he said we're all in this together. And I think somebody did pull him aside and said, "Kenny, Kenny, how are you doing?" And he said, "I'm all right. Nobody worry about me."
It's been a very musical morning, if you've noticed the pattern.
It really has.
I mean,
too bad I'm not musical.
Well, we work with what we got.
Well, yeah. That's why I'll never get sued, because they'll say, that didn't resemble anything that I wrote, produced, or sang on in any way, shape, or form.
When you go to court, that's what they do. They will a reasonable person assume that this is that? No, it does not sound familiar at all,
Your Honor. That would
not
be doing
all.
It. Greg.
Not guilty.
Greg would hit the notes.
Yeah,
Greg would be on key.
I'd try.
Not Bob. Bob's not capable.
Yeah, but Bob could play the drum.
The drum. I mastered
the
drum. Yeah, I own the snare.
That's right. Might even put a cymbal on
it. I used to take the snare, and then one of my buddies would take, you know, where it tightens up the springs underneath.
Yep.
Well, we'd push that lever back and forth while we're pounding on the drums. And we're going, boom, boom. That was the big thrill.
I get it.
And it was like the red color with the, you know, the metallic.
Metallic, yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
We had a blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had a drum?
Yeah. I had a snare with a cymbal.
You played the drum?
I did play the drum.
Right on. All right. North Carolina. A guy, he's in business. Nantahala Gorge, if you're familiar with the area. There's some great river rafting that goes on there. That's the business he's in. Some guy comes by his house flying down the road, pulls over, and starts ripping at this guy's Trump sign on his property. So tearing it down. Guy comes out with his rifle, gives a couple warning shots like, "Hey, don't be messing around on my property," right? The guy jumps into his car, pulls out his own gun, and out of his sunroof, He fires a shot, but he hightails it out of there, right? And you think, well, that's the end of the story. No. Moments later, the guy comes back and fires more shots, including one that went inside the house and hit the refrigerator.
Ooh.
They busted the guy, and he thought this was just some Antifa young dumb person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out the guy is an Atlanta-based accountant.
That'd go over well.
So,
yeah,
you see, you know, these nutbags, they're not all, well, they're ne'er-do-wells in the way they behave, but not necessarily in what they do for a living. 948. Hey, it's your turn. Things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 877-975-9825.
And our final update brought to you this morning by Bounds Heating and Air featuring Carrier. Let's wrap it up nicely. No new issues on I-75 for Alachua or Marion counties, Gainesville and Ocala. No new accidents. Hey, now through November 29th, Bounds Heating and Air and Carrier are proud to offer 0% financing for 60 months and up to $2,100 in rebates. No cash up front, just comfort made easy. Visit BoundsHVAC.com to get started. That's BoundsHVAC.com. Don't miss out.
From the University of Florida Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Tim Miller. Later on today here, what a beauty. Sunshine, temperature of 82, 55 though tonight, and then more sunshine for Thursday, 82.
It's a nice morning. Gainesville, 70. Ocala, 71. The Village is 72. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings on News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
And Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. All right, it is time to talk to Bill. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob. As I'm driving from Ann Arbor to Grand Rapids in Michigan in continuous rain, it makes me smile that I live in the Villages, Florida.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah, because we got sunny skies and 70 degrees. It's absolutely gorgeous out. Let's go to Richard. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Well, yes, sir. I'm home after 3 weeks in the hospital after having major bypass surgery. So, yay, my own bed, my own coffee, my own food, no interruptions by doctors or nurses. So, relief. I'm feeling much better.
Well, that sounds good, and I bet that's making you smile. It's making us smile. So we're glad you're on the mend.
It's amazing.
Feeling better.
You do get spoiled when you want to like have your own coffee and your own bed, and you're right. Nobody waking you up at 3 o'clock to give you some meds and put you back to sleep.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Sure is. Especially when the weather's like this, you want to be healed up enough to at least where you can get outside for a little bit. Hey, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, and that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. This story straight out of Compton, literally, California. A man follows a female customer into a beauty supply store and starts groping her. Employees step in and say, "Hey, buddy, you need to leave." And then he turns around and starts threatening death on customers and employees alike. And witnesses believed he was armed with a knife. Well, another female customer in the store who feared for her life and the lives of others retrieved a gun and shot the man dead. So by the time police got there, it was pretty much the cleanup crew at that point. And, yep, that's The Smoking Gun, straight out of Compton, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.